Guardian Angels.
Would you please tell us more about guardian angels?
The guide. There is no human being to whom God has not given a guardian. None. Many human beings deny this fact. They think it a childish superstition. They are influenced by a present mass image that is a reaction to a contrary mass image that humanity held some time ago. Then guardian angels and everything connected with them was distorted to an opposite extreme. Humans put the responsibility for everything on influences from spirit entities, good or bad, and thus tried to get around self-responsibility. Here you have two opposite mass images following one another as action and reaction. Now it is the fashion to smile at such ideas. Yet every human being is given a guardian. The guardian's strength and power depend on a person's development and responsibility task in the divine plan. The guardians adhere very strictly to divine law. They interfere only according to law and the personal plan of their protege. Otherwise, they have no right to prevent mistake in judgment or decision. They cannot prevent mishaps, which may be a good medicine, and thus they stand by and observe. It is their task to guide their protege through life according to their personal life plans, preventing only what is contrary to the law of cause and effect. As you know, a human being can, with his or her free will, change the plan made before incarnation. The guardian will not prevent that, whether the change is for the good or for the bad, but will watch over the protege so that they are affected only by what they have brought forth. The guardians know how far they can and should go in guidance and inspiration. If and when the human being makes the first step in the right direction, approaching God in a direct or indirect way, the guardian is free to meet her or him with all that is good for that purpose. If that first step is not taken out of free will, the guardian cannot force the right decision on the protege. The more a person turns toward God, the closer the guardian can come to the protege. The more he or she turns away from God, the farther the guardian stands. This cannot be helped. It is just that way. There are also many spirits around each human being. Unorganized spirits, spirits who are not necessarily bad, as well as evil ones. But do not ever forget that the spirits around you do not come arbitrarily. They are attracted to you by certain basic similarities, even though the degree of good or evil may vary widely and be quite different from your own present stage of development. So you may have an evil spirit around you, although you are not an evil person, but certain currents in you are of the same basic texture as the evil spirit attaching to you. The same applies to the divine spirits. How much an unorganized spirit can influence you is, again, up to you. The more self-awareness you have, the more control you have over yourself, and therefore the more independence from the influence of the other beings, spirit or human. A spirit whose consciousness is not raised to some degree will easily fall under the influence of other people, although he or she may be unaware of that fact. The same holds true of the influence spirits can have over such a person. The guardian is often obliged to look on. In other cases, the guardian may prevent such influence. This depends on so many circumstances that they cannot be enumerated here, but it is all according to the perfection and wisdom of divine law.
Are any of the guardians in between incarnations, or are they all out of the cycle of incarnations?
The guide. It depends on the human being. Many human beings have not reached the stage where they can take such a path of self-development or fulfill a spiritual mission. They are people who just lead what you would call an average life and learn and develop slowly by their experience or remain at a standstill. Such people have guardians who are, of course, also organized spirits, but who are not yet out of the cycles of incarnations. Someone who develops very fast and desires to take such a path and ultimately fulfills a mission is given a higher and more powerful guardian. Such guardians are often, not always, out of the cycle of incarnations.